This is Fresh Air. Our TV critic David Bianculli thought that TV basically took a summer vacation this July. But he says this month, TV's back with three unusual and distinctive new series, a miniseries, a sketch comedy series, and a new type of anthology show.
The first of these new series is a fact-based drama about the long hunt for the Unabomber. It's called Manhunt Unabomber and stars Sam Worthington as the young FBI profiler who's on his trail and Paul Bettany as the killer he's chasing, Ted Kaczynski. This 8-part miniseries begins tonight on the Discovery Channel, which has never before presented a major scripted drama. So you'd be excused for not expecting much. Yet Manhunt is an all-out winner. It draws great tension and frustration out of the bureaucracy of this particular federal bureau and takes the time to detail the Unabomber's motives as well as his methods. This miniseries also is presented cinematically and with subtlety. The graphic shots of the bomb victims may unsettle you, but it's the symbolically loaded late-night shots of traffic lights that are most likely to haunt you, just as in the original Twin Peaks. On Wednesday night, the new series is Baroness von Sketch Show, a sketch comedy series presented by the IFC Network. We're used to quirky sketch comedy from IFC. It is, after all, the longtime home of Portlandia. But Baroness hails from even farther north. It's a comedy import from Canada. More significant, it's a gender reversal of such classic sketch shows as Monty Python's Flying Circus and The Kids in the Hall, all of whose members were male. In Baroness, the four stars and creators, Carolyn Taylor, Aurora Brown, Jennifer Whalen, and Meredith McNeil, are women. And while Baroness von Sketch Show is by no means the first hilarious all-female sketch series, Dawn French and Jennifer Saunders were killing it back in the 80s with England's French and Saunders, it does make notable strides in being less about pop culture parodies than about exploring the feminine perspective. Like, at an imaginary meeting of political leaders at a world summit in Copenhagen in the year 2050.
Greetings and welcome. Thank you so much for coming today. This is our first world summit since the revolution, where we ascended to power, replacing our male counterparts. It's been a busy few years. Yeah?
To say the least.
What's on the agenda?
Yes, first of all, the economy.
Well, actually, everything's great here.
Yep, us too.
We're cool.
Us too. Same here, Jill?
Yep, all good here, no problems.
Great, okay, environment. Is anyone having any environmental problems, anyone?
No.
Ditto. And what about conflict, social justice, any war, any hardship, conflict in their continents?
No, we just talk it out these days.
Finally, on Thursday night, there's a new comedy series on TBS. This is the network that used to be known for rerunning classic comedies, not making its own. But lately, with the talk show Conan, the political satire Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, and the criminally underappreciated sitcom Angie Tribeca, TBS has more than made its mark. And now, with Thursday's guest book, it presents a comedy that's an anthology show. That's different, but the differences extend past that. HBO recently unveiled Room 104, an anthology series set in one room in a motel. Personally, I checked it out, but was in no mood to check in, not for the long run. But Guestbook, created by Greg Garcia of My Name is Earl fame, is something special. It uses the same basic premise as Room 104 by setting each episode with a new cast and storyline inside a guest room. In this case, Froggy Cottage, a rundown resort cabin in a small rural town. In one episode, the cabin is rented by a couple that has invited their son and his fiancée on a weekend retreat. The mother who narrates the episode, played by Stockard Channing from The West Wing, is a devoutly religious Christian. The future daughter-in-law, played by Mary Lynn Ricecup, who played Chloe on 24, is an atheist. But the mom hopes the change of scenery also will lead to a change of heart and of faith, especially when she presents her son's fiancé with a necklace sporting a crucifix.
I was feeling so good about the change that was happening in Lynn that I got brave enough to take a little gamble.
Leanne, listen, I know you have your beliefs, and I totally respect that, but I bought something for you before I knew about the whole atheist thing, and I've been holding on to it, which is really silly, because it's just a beautiful piece of jewelry.
Oh, my. Look at that. There's a little Jesus on there.
Well, that's one way of looking at it. Or it's just a pretty necklace with a very fit, long-haired hippie on a cross. It doesn't matter who you think it is, there's no denying that the blue of his tears really makes your eyes pop.
The rotating weekly occupants of Froggy Cottage are entertaining enough on their own. But Guestbook also features recurring characters who staff the resort or live in the town, sort of like the crew of the Love Boat or the hosts on Fantasy Island. Except that they have continuing storylines, and their lives intersect with those of the guests. It's a layered, twisted structure, as complicated as the intermingled plot twists of Curb Your Enthusiasm or Arrested Development. And yes, Guestbook deserves mention in that same company. Like Discovery's Manhunt Unabomber and IFC's Baroness von Sketch Show, Guestbook on TBS is well worth your attention.
David Bianculli teaches TV and film history at Rowan University and is the author of The Platinum Age of Television, From I Love Lucy to The Walking Dead, How TV Became Terrific. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, my guest will be former Vice President Al Gore. He has a new documentary updating his first film about climate change. It's called An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power.
The next generation would be justified in looking back at us and asking, what were you thinking? Couldn't you hear what the scientists were saying? Couldn't you hear what Mother Nature was screaming at you?
I hope you'll join us.